Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Just before we get to Brisbane, a bit of breaking news, and it's not official yet, but Buzz Rothfield is reporting that Zach Hosking has signed with the Panthers.
Oh no, you've broken his heart, Matty.
Fuck. He's so good. No wonder he hasn't been playing.
Fuck.
Because I was like, what the fuck? He played so good in his first two games. Oh no. Oh well. You win some, you lose some.
Be good to win some more, though.
Fuck. He's so good.
It has been weird that he hasn't got a gig the last few weeks. Yeah. Makes sense.
Mate, he was our best, like, oh. Oh, well, that's what happens. That's rugby league for you. That's rugby league. Oh, that hurts.
That'll be a good battle between him and Garner now.
Hurts me heart. I'm going. Garner has a ton of potential, and if he kicks on, but Hosking's in that system. With what he's shown in the first few games.
I'm going Garner.
Going Garner?
I like him.
Fucking hell. That hurts, man. That hurts. Oh, well.
What a good story, though, to come from. Like, he's a little bit older, isn't he, Hosking?
No, or I think not? He's a young, like, 21, 22, I think. Okay. Look, to be fair, like, Ricky's potential is through the roof. No, he didn't have the best game on the weekend, for sure. No doubting that. But his we all know the potential's there. It's just about getting it all together.
Zach Hosking's 25.
He's 25.
He's floated around Cup for a couple of years. So a good story okay. for
that,
him to...
That eases my pain a little bit then. Yeah. That eases my pain. I thought he was a young 21, 22-year-old. Okay, yeah, well, fair enough. Like, good on him. Fucking good on him for getting that contract. Come in first grade, played really well, got the contract. Good on him. Yeah, I can understand that decision from the Broncos. Like, let's say they had to choose between Ricky and Hosking's. Like, Ricky is still quite young. How old? Can you please get how old Ricky is? 21? Again, I didn't think he had the best game on the weekend, but I think his potential is through the roof.
22.
Yeah, so still quite young. Anyway, let's get into this Broncos Knights game. I'm going to sound like a Debbie Downer. Wasn't impressed. I was pretty disappointed with this performance.
Nobody likes a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, I was a bit disappointed with this from the Broncos. Like, yeah, they eventually ran away with it. But I thought that Cobbo made five errors. Like, he scored three tries, but he made five errors. And that's where the concern is, like, that's what Cobbo was doing, you know, when he was struggling a little bit with form. And the concern for me is like, that three tries is going to mask. As an NRL player, you can't be making five errors. He's such a hard person to judge because he is so incredible. Like, the tries he scores, some of the runs he has are just electrifying. So I thought that was a bit disappointing that there was five errors. Look, a win's a win. A win's a win. But it was just how he got the win that I was a bit disappointed for, because the 28-10 doesn't really reflect how close the game was, in my opinion. 69% completion rate. Just not that great. But a win's a win, so that's great for us. The problem is we play the Storm this week. Mm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the Storm. And that's going to be a tough game.
It is at Suncorp. Yep.
And so hopefully if we just take the confidence from the win and we focus on the good stuff and we bring that to the Storm, we can absolutely take it to them. But yeah, just a little bit disappointing. Like we didn't. If we want to be a premiership threat, we need to just put those games convincingly away instead of running away from them. Some positive. Tamaide Martin was outstanding. He was so silky at the back there. I thought Corey Oates was absolutely outstanding. I thought Adam Reynolds' kicking game was back to nearly its best. Maybe not its best, but close to. Outside of that, I didn't mind Ryan James starting at 13 to just toughen up that middle third a little bit. Payne Haas was amazing, like absolutely amazing. Flegler was a little bit quiet. He only ran for 75 metres. Ezra Mam, outside of the error that he had, was electrifying in attack. Hit 141 metres. I thought Hoyter did a real good job. 22 tackles, 0 misses in the centres.
Renko come back in for him this week or not?
I don't know.
It was only listed as missing out due to it was calf or hammy tightness or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a pretty big decision to make.
They tend to hang around for a bit with Branko, though. When he's injured, he tends to miss a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I thought Hoyter did quite a good job. 22 tackles, 0 misses. Like, that's pretty good. Mm. I will say Kurt Catewell, missed tackles are getting quite... he must be injured. He really must be injured because I kind of feel like... I felt like defensively he was a bit better last year at the Panthers. So I think we need to tighten that up a little bit. But look, a win's a win. We came away 13 plus in the end. I thought the Knights actually didn't play that poorly at all. I thought their first probably 60 was quite good. But yeah, I thought the Broncos, it's great we got the win. But if we want to be a top tier side, there's quite a few things we've got to clean up. And I think that if there's ever needed more evidence of how important Paddy Carrigan is to this side, like you could even go as far to say he's almost number one priority to re-sign. Like I'll put the question to you. Payne Haas wants 800K. Paddy Carrigan wants 800K. And you can only choose one. Who are you choosing?
Fuck.
That's fucking tough, eh?
It's so tough.
But it shows you how far Paddy's come.
I'm kind of leaning to Paddy now, to be honest with you.
It shows you how far he's come. What do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking straight football, it's like it's got to be Payne Haas.
Yeah, yeah.
But look, I particularly go on so often about club culture and how important it is to have these leaders and just good blokes that you want to play for you around. And Pat Carrigan is the epitome of this. We've seen it time and time again this year. And just the present, and that's not a knock on Payne Haas, it's a credit to Pat Carrigan. Mm. So I think his presence at the club is probably more important in terms of if you had to pick one of them. So yeah, I'd go Pat Carrigan. And
which is,
I feel crazy saying
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Payne's in a...
Sorry, I'd go Haas by the length of the street. I'm going to disagree. He's a generational front rower. He's probably going to be the best front rower of all time. If I'm throwing 800K at either of them, I'm definitely giving it to Haas. Carrigan's awesome, but yeah, for me,
I think you've just let a Queensland captain lead the Broncos.
Yeah, Australian captain.
But like, imagine if Haas was missing on the weekend.
We've won games with
like
Haas
missing.
You're
going to ride without him. Haas is a better footballer.
Oh, for sure.
When you bring in the whole package.
The only thing is like, so last year, Paddy does his ACL and you know, Haas was incredible last year, but there's only so much a front rower can do. Whereas I kind of feel like if Paddy, let's say we had a year without Paddy and a year without Payne, which year would we go worse? I don't know. It's a tough one. It's a real tough one. I think we can all agree, footy players, like as a footy player, you're going to Payne Haas, like he's a freak. But in terms of like, being able to get the boys up in the changing room and like all of that stuff, like Paddy is crucial to that club going forward.
That video of him on field earlier this year, of him just talking, like that takes out a few extra running meters and tackles and whatnot. Mm. Like that is worth so much to a team on
the
field.
He was in game one Origin in a Queensland jersey in the changing room doing these ones. Mm. And he's pretty much like, I don't know, was it his debut? Yeah. Debut, he's doing these ones in Queensland. Like he was so good that Cam Smith was literally like, I genuinely could see him eventually, potentially, captaining in the state.
For sure.
It's a tough situation. If I'm being totally honest, I actually think Payne Haas most likely won't be at the club next year.
Next year, you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon he's going to sign a big, big deal with somewhere else. And I think that the Broncos are probably going to be resigned because another report came out like that they're going to have to make a decision soon. I mean, it's not news to anyone. Like it's open that he wants a bigger contract, and so I think Broncos are facing the decision of we either sign Paddy and Flegler, and we lose Haas, or we sign Haas and we lose Paddy and Flegler.
I'm sure he'd love a swim at Bondi Beach, Payne.
Oh mate. Yeah, and again, that's not me having a crack at Payne at all. I just think that he probably can get a million somewhere else, a 5-year, $1 million a year deal. And I don't know how you keep Paddy, Flegler, and Haas in this because they're all, you know, Flegler looks like he's going to develop into a 700K front rower. In my opinion, that's where I see his ceiling at. Paddy is going to be the captain, like pretty much lock that in right now. The only thing I hope is that Paddy can talk to Payne and Flegler and be like, boys, if we just take a little bit less together. Because, like, the thing with Payne, like, all he has to do, I mean, it's easy to say, but, like, if he takes 800 instead of a million, we can keep this pack together. But it's easy for me to say. That's his money. But it just shows you how far, like it's interesting because imagine putting Payne in the forward pack of, like, Roosters, Penrith, Storm, even the Sharkies. Like, fuck. He would kill it. He would kill
Storm's got to be the one, don't they?
I reckon. Roosters?
Oh, yeah, you can never rule them out. But just showing the Storm with all the people coming off and, you know, even having a look at that list. Like Jesse Bromwich was that. It's obviously a back-ended deal, but him leaving next year.
He's on 1.1 or 1.05.
Could you shift that straight to Haas?
Could. You definitely could. And they haven't really aggressively gone into the market. The only thing is with the Roosters is that, like, Sonny Bill connection. Mm. Like Sonny Bill, I think, does communicate with Payne quite a bit.
Who's like Takiyaho's leaving?
Hargreaves
will
probably
go at any moment.
Sorry,
they can let Matt Lodge.
Yeah,
go
and apparently he's on like 900, but I'll worry he's probably paying most of that.
Yeah, Roosters are only paying 100 of that.
Okay, so so Takiyaho's gone.
Yeah, so he's. I'm pretty sure he's going to Super League.
He is, yeah.
And so what Hargreaves would have to retire pretty much.
Getting a year older, yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. You know, yeah. Wow.
I think it's hard for Roosters, especially if they've signed Crichton as well, re-signed Crichton.
Mm. A lot of money. God. Going to Payne Haas on top of all that.
Yeah.
We just spoke it earlier.
It's just like when if they've already come out and said they want more money, how do Brisbane keep him when they just can't afford to? Like, they just can't.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the performance. Look, got a win for sure. Jordan, look, I think just bringing him off the bench for a few weeks would just help his...
Ricky?
Yeah, Ricky. I just bring him off the bench for a couple of weeks and just say, mate, I just want you to rip and tear for, you know... Like, if I was a coach, I would sit him down and be like, mate, you're here for however long you want to be here. You're a part of the club. We see you as a key person going forward. But just take a step back to take two step forwards, I think. Because at the moment, you know, playing 80 minutes, he does have even though defensively he was actually quite really good, he just seems to sometimes get fatigue and he makes those little fatigue mistakes. And I feel like if he's coming off the bench, he's not going to get fatigue and impact it. But as I said, we got the win. That's great. I'm surprised Kobe Hetherington doesn't get more minutes. I would actually have him starting. It really does surprise me. Corey Pakes, I think his impact off the bench when we were going really well was good. So I think that although we won, there may still be some changes that come in. But I thought Tomato Martin was fantastic. Obviously, Payne Haas, as always. Is he like the most consistent footy player ever? Mm. Like, when do right you ever there. See him play poorly?
I'll tell you just a play that I thought went underappreciated. That pass that Martin threw to Ezra Mamm at top speed around his body... To get that right,
mate, it's so silky.
Unbelievable.
So silky. It's honestly, watching him play made me go, ooh, why did we get rid of him? We didn't get rid of him, but like, and I understand Reece Walsh is a superstar, but oh man, Tomato Martin, he's special, man.
Two line break assists, two try assists. He was
You could tell that, like, we looked so silky, like, when he was involved in the plays and attack. What do you think about the Broncos, Timmy?
Yeah, I mean, two ways of looking at it. They were definitely unconvincing, but at the same time, they had 47% possession. Mm. They said completed at 69%. Oof. So with those numbers behind you and to still, A, put on 28 points but only concede 10 points, it's pretty encouraging. It's like, well, if they do get the completions up a little bit better. And credit to yourself and to Kevvy Walters calling on the Tamari Martin thing, because when you mentioned it, I think it was last week, I was like, oh, you know, maybe a little bit harsh on Tessie New, but, you know, you could be right, just lacked that bit of class. Well, it showed straight away, didn't it? Tamari back in at fullback. It's just so much more polish on the end of the back line. So it was a big call to make from Kevvy, but it was completely justified, and you look a lot better in attack.
Yeah, he's good. What do you reckon? Any changes you'd make? What did you feel about the Broncos' performance?
Yeah, I think you guys summed it up pretty well. Not your greatest performance, but...
got it done.
Good teams play shit and win.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. As I said, there are a few key things that I think we really need to improve. Like 69% completion is just like, we have to be better than that. But a win's a win. We need to go in next week and we need to... put it this way. If we completed 85% completion, all of a sudden, it's probably a much bigger store. And so, could have been anything.
Fuck both of you. Let's continue.
Now, Knights. Thoughts on the Knights, boys. Thoughts on the Knights. And we'll be quick here, guys, because we don't want to repeat ourselves constantly and just dig the boot in. But I'm concerned about the Knights as a club. Yes. Like, as in, not as a, like, their existence, but just as for so much hope over the last couple of years, a few key decisions, and now we're sitting here going, like, what's going to happen next year?
And you get a vibe that it's not quite over yet. You feel like there's just little issues that are popping up Monday to Friday that feel like they aren't resolved yet. So kind of, you know, they play the Raiders this week, then they got the Titans up there on the Gold Coast, who we'll talk about them in a minute. I thought they played pretty well yesterday. Then they got the Sharks as well. Like, I'm kind of chalking Newcastle up to go 0-3 to finish the season there. I don't think they'll beat any of those sides, to be honest with you.
Well,
they're playing the Titans. Like, if Titans played Newcastle today, who would you back in?
I thought the Titans were good for 60 minutes. Yep. I really did. Sorry, not the Titans, the Knights were good for 60 minutes. But you're right, it'll be a close match for sure.
Yeah, I'm really worried about them. It's becoming a little bit alarming up there.
Because
once again, you look at them on paper and you go, why are you so shit? Well, it makes no sense.
Well, you go Saifidi brothers up front. One made 153 metres, another made 176 metres. Like, it's a great. And then you got Braylon at 9, who's a gun.
He was great. I thought he was good.
Like, you got Bradman Best, who's, you know, was literally like a smoky for Origin a couple of years ago. Dan Gagai, we all know how great he is.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Yeah, like, the thing is, I think it's becoming clearer by the day it's not the roster that is the issue. It's clearly standards that they are setting, you know, day in, day out. What do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah, look, boys, anything that I said would just be repeating what we've said for months and months about the Knights now, so I don't have anything to add to that. Like, I love the club. I love the supporter base, how loyal they are to them, but it'd just be dwelling on negatives that just frustrate me about what they're producing on field at the moment. So,
yeah.
What do you do with Milford? He's not going to be there next year. Do you give Phoenix Crossland 3 games in the halves, see what he can do?
The problem is like, I'm not even convinced that Phoenix is considered their next up in line.
Yeah, he's probably not, but fuck, what do you, like, Jack Clifford's injured, do you?
What's like, kind of like, well, what's the point? Like honestly, whoever they have identified as their new young gun 7, even if he's 18 years old, I'm playing him.
Just get him game time. Like.
Yeah, just get him game time. Whoever, that surely they've got someone in their top squad that's a gun schoolboy 7.
If they didn't, though, would it surprise you?
Surely, no. There's no way. They've got to have at least a half in there.
Then why'd they go and buy Clifford and Clune? And
well,
Nelson?
Clifford and Clune played at NRL. I'm talking about a guy that's come out of school. It's probably his first year in first grade training. I would seriously just bring him in and go, mate, get these three games. This doesn't mean you're going to be starting next year, but get these three games and see how you go.
I think that kid was Pizzette, and I think he's playing for Melbourne.
Yeah, they've got to have someone. There's just no way, because what that means that they've got is Phoenix Crossland the only seven that they've got, and they don't really seem to back him. He's been playing nine. I would seriously, I'd be very shocked if they didn't have a young gun coming out of school.
Yeah, the only other ball player in there, 30 as it stands right now, was Sasagi, who they're playing at lock and centre at the moment. Hopefully there's a kid that they can bring up through the grades, but off the dome, I don't think their cup and everything have done too well over the last.
Oh, right.
And like, what about this bloke? He's a half. Can you tell us more about him?
No, I don't know who he is. Sorry.
Can you try?
You're a dickhead. Proceed.
Who is it?
I just can't pronounce the last name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Give me a crack. I've ruined them all the time.
Is it Mapalangi?
Here we go, boys. Christian Mapalangi. Mapalangi? Mapalangi? Christian Mapalangi.
5'8".
5'8". Mate, honestly.
Get him in.
Just get him in, seriously.
I think he's been 18th man a little bit for him, hasn't he? He might have
seriously?
Been,
yeah. Can you check his age, please?
19.
Mate, there
get
he
him
is.
In.
Honestly, I'm being serious. Just fucking put him in. What is the point of playing Milford? Like, unless you're trying to avoid the spoon. But it's like, at this point, who gives a fuck? Like, you've won it that many times before.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.